Well, shall we start with prayer then? Shall we ask God to bless our time together? Well, God, we thank you that we're able to meet in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that you will speak to us and give us the grace, the help of your Spirit, that we may take away your word with us. May it do us good, and may it be for your glory, in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I want to spend just a very short time on speaking on five words from Paul's letter to the Romans. On Sunday, Audrey showed me Robin Selley's funeral program, and there was a reading in there from Romans chapter 8, and five words leapt out. And I'll read those five words for to you. And this is what they say. It is God who justifies. It is God who justifies. Now let me just read a few more verses to give you the sense of what Paul is saying here. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. And he goes on, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, and so on. But it's these five words. It is God who justifies. And I want to concentrate just for a very short time on two of those words. Justifies and God. Now, justifies. We're talking about justification here. Now, that's a massive subject, but very briefly it's this. How can I, as a ruined, helpless sinner, under the wrath of God, condemned, however can I stand before God? However can I have peace with God? How can I be right with God? What can I do to get myself right with the all-holy God? And yet Paul says in Romans 5:1, we, and he's talking about believers there, he says, we have peace with God. And the reason we have peace with God is because we are justified. We are made, accounted right before God. The great question is, how do we get that justification? How are we made right with God? Now, right from the very beginning of the gospel, there has been a tremendous attack upon the biblical doctrine of justification. Martin Luther said it was the most important doctrine of the lot. It was the article, he said, by which a church stood or fell. If a man doesn't preach justification in the proper sense, he'll get nothing right. What does Paul say here? It is God that justifies. Now there's the first big mistake. Most men think they justify themselves. You ask anybody in the street, now you say you're right with God, you know, you say it's all going to be all right. What's the ground of that? Now you listen to them talking, what do they say? I do my best. You've heard that? I do my best. And that is the principle that most people are working on. Some say, I go to church. Or I do this. I say my prayers. Or I'm sincere. Or I'm respectable. I'm religious. You know, it goes on and on and on forever and a day. But when it boils down is, when it all boils down, what we have is, how are you justified? How are you right with God? I do it. Now, I think that some evangelicals actually misunderstand this. They think, yes, God does it, but somehow or another, we contribute a bit. Listen to what Paul says. It is God that justifies. And when he says God, he means God. He means God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. God the Father planned the justification of his people before the foundation of the world. Remember our brother John, who used to be here? How often he would talk about, well, it's down to election, it's down to the Lamb's Book of Life. We've all heard him say, and he's dead right. It all begins with God's everlasting decree to justify his people. But it didn't end there. Christ came into the world and lived and died and suffered and bled on the cross and then was raised again. And we read in Scripture, for our justification. Well, I haven't got time to go over the Scriptures now. But it's not only the Son. The Spirit of God also comes upon the sinner, gives him a new heart or her a new heart, enables them to cry out in repentant faith, Lord, save me. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord is saved. So the Spirit's there as well. Do you see that justification, as Paul says, it is God. God who justifies. Yes, truly, I believe and receive that justification. But even that believing, faith is the gift of God. From beginning to end, salvation is of the Lord. I can argue also from Scripture that the believer will one day be justified completely and vindicated when Christ comes again. But look at this text. It is God who justifies. Do you see the present tense? He justifies. It's not simply that he justified, and it's certainly not that he will justify sometime in the future, but he actually justifies now. Now stay awake now and listen to this very carefully. I'm now going to say something that will bring down upon my head the anathema of the Church of Rome. Listen to it. I say that the moment I trust the Lord Jesus Christ, God fully justifies me. I have peace with God from that moment. I'm washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus, and I'm clothed with his righteousness. I stand at peace with God through the grace of God. Rome will say, the Council of Trent, any man that says he's justified, pronounce anathema upon him. No Romanist knows that he's justified. The Pope doesn't know he's justified. They are waiting for it. They're hoping for it. That God one day will justify them. But Paul did not say that. He says he justifies us. In the present tense, it is God who justifies. It is God who justifies. All present tense. Why is this so important? Well, it's not only the Church of Rome, my friend. The Orthodox, some modern teachers, many modern teachers, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, all these people are saying, we can't know we're justified. We are hoping one day that we might be. And they're working like the clappers to try and get there. I'll tell them now, they'll never get there. You can't work your way there. It is God's grace. It is God who justifies. And of course, we can stretch beyond the so-called Christian things. How about Islam? Well, that's a salvation of works, isn't it? If there's any salvation at all. All these systems, you know, they're trying to work their way to God. Don't you see that the gospel is absolutely unique? It is a finished, complete justification that we can enjoy now in Christ. Now, why am I saying this? Well, if you look at the context of Romans 8, I must be brief now. If you look at the context of Romans 8, it's all about attack. Paul says, who will condemn God's elect? Who will criticize them? Who can lay any accusation against them? Now, my brothers and sisters, I speak to you as believers, because this is a home for believers. Don't you know it? The devil attacks you. Don't you know your conscience attacks you? Don't you know that the world attacks you? Don't you know that other believers attack you? There's plenty of attacks going on. And I'll tell you this, my friend, this time next week, it'll be Christmas Day, won't it? It's supposed to be the happiest time of the year. I reckon for many people it's the saddest and the loneliest time of the year. And it wouldn't surprise me if many believers, some believers next week, when they're supposed to be happy, the devil gets at them. And he reminds us of our sins, and our failures, and our stumblings, and all the rest of it. And he's got plenty to work on anyway. Yeah. But what's the answer to it? It is God who justifies. The devil will tell you, look at yourself. What are you going to tell him from now on? I am looking to Christ. It is God who justifies me. Now, as you know, I record this. Say an unbeliever hears this. What can I say to him? Stop looking to yourself to save yourself. Stop looking to works, baptism, or going to church, or saying your prayers, or whatever it is. Stop looking there. Look to Christ. And repeat this text to yourself. It is God who justifies. And you can go one stage further with Paul in Galatians 2:20. It is God who justifies me, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Don't leave this text here, my friend. Take it home with you, will you? I want to take it home with me. Take it into your heart. It is God who justifies. Would you say it with me? It is God who justifies. Let's do it once more. It is God who justifies. Let's take that home with us. Not what these hands have done. When Satan tempts me to despair, what do? Upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sins. It is God who justifies. Amen.